Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
We are talking about the last film of the festival. And it is being shown, as all the films are, pretty much one day only, two performances on that day, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. This is November 21st, and the title of the film is The World is Funny. What a great way to end it. So what's so funny about this film?
Well, I just love the expression.
Yeah.
Because it's a theme that runs through the film, which is basically life is hard, so you have to laugh. The world is funny. And the film is about three siblings. It revolves around a triple sibling relationship where everybody is estranged. And slowly throughout the film, you find out what happened to them historically. But in the process, many characters are introduced into the movie. It's a long film, and there are some wonderful characters, like this young woman who's in a writing class, and she can never write the ends to her stories. She works as a cleaning lady in people's homes to gather stories, even though she's from a very wealthy family. You find this out during the film. But she kind of goes between all the characters and ties people together. The other common theme that runs through the movie is the city of Tiberias, where the filmmaker came from, and a comedy group, an Israeli comedy group called Hagashash HaHiver, which were real and were awarded this top Israeli prize for their contribution to the culture because Israel was new, Hebrew was not really a spoken language. And they've had to make up a lot of their language. Uh-huh. And apparently things like the world is funny in Hebrew are expressions that this group created that became part of the popular vernacular. They became like slang terms that people used in their lives. So they've been recognized for this. And they are also the group itself is a theme in the film, trying to get them to perform one more time.
Oh, great. Well, this festival, I remember limitedly the other ones, but this festival in particular seems to have been such a nice pairing of documentary films with dramatic films.
It's what we attempt to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, we try, because we're a small festival, every year we watch about 80 movies and pick from the best ones that we think our community will like. You know, what they show in New York is not the same as what people in Sonoma County really want to see.
Interesting.
So we select carefully.
Can you talk about some of the differences as to what an urban New York person might want to see as opposed to somebody here in Sonoma County?
Well, first of all, they have a lot of people to choose from in New York, so they can show a lot of different types of movies. There have been several remastered Yiddish films that have been shown on the East Coast and Los Angeles. There are silent films from way back when, the early film industry, that have been rescored. I know San Francisco has shown some of those. In fact, I would love to hear from people to see if they're interested in this sort of thing. Uh-huh. We don't have a big Yiddish-speaking population here.
That's right.
Yeah. So I haven't shown those.
Well, congratulations on another great year.
Thank you.
When do you start picking next year's films?
In January. I'll get a little time off in December.
Right.
Start up again.
You can spend time watching movies.
Exactly. I can watch all the movies I never got to see this year.
Okay. Let's tell people once again that the last film of this year's Jewish Film Festival is The World is Funny, a good way to end it. Thursday, November 21st, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. At the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. For information, a telephone number, 528-4222, online, jccsoco.org. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.